Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, we're at 7:41. Speaking of love, love us some entertainment report. Jim Mikata on the Celebrity Hotline. Good morning, Jimmy.
Well, you know, today is National Guitar Day.
Yeah.
Gibson TV Access. For those of you that get Access TV, you're lucky not everybody gets that. AXS TV. And they're doing programming all day on National Guitar Day. Certainly seen my share of great guitar players and appreciated it.
One of your best friends is one of the, I said it earlier on National Guitar Day, who are the best country guitar players? Brad Paisley has to be in that top 10 as we speak.
Well, if you go backwards a little bit, you've got Chet Atkins was the dean of the guitar players.
Yeah.
And his style was so influential. George Harrison, among others, were definitely copying that style. And then you had Jerry Reed, who was one of the best early session guitar players. The first one that was just played like fire was on the keyboard. Another one that's undersung is, boy, if you ever saw him play, Roy Clark.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Was one of the greatest guitar players who could play, he could do anything on the guitar. He can make it swing. And then you get to the next generation, you're in Vince Gill, Steve Warner territory. And at the same time, there was a studio guy that was, I guess, the best studio guitar player in Nashville history.
Brent Mason.
Reggie Young.
Oh, Reggie Young. Okay. I was going to say Brent Mason, but yeah. Okay.
No, this was before Brent.
Right, yeah.
I was, when Brent wanted to be a singer, and when he first came to town, and he...
Really?
Keith, somebody, I can't remember his name now, he's a great songwriter, but his name escapes me. That was his manager, and I put Brent on television early on as a singer. But then he just didn't quite have it, you know, for that. He was good, but the fairy dust wasn't sprinkled on him, so he went off and started session work, and then he's been one of the solid, you know, session players for a long, long time. But let's see, you got Brad Paisley and Keith Urban are in that class with Brent Mason. Steve Warner's a great one, too. He's a Chet Atkins protege. Those are the ones, and there are plenty of other really good guitar players up there, but the real famous ones, Glenn Campbell, good Lord.
Tommy Emmanuel, you know, the CGPs, you know, Chet Atkins gave several people the CGP certified guitar player. Tommy Emmanuel, Vince Gill, I think, got it. Steve Warner, and you mentioned Jerry Reed. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many.
Merle Travis, if you want to go way back.
Yeah, there's different styles.
Right.
You know, I mean, I love the guitar of a jazz guy named Wes Montgomery. And, he was just, I could listen to his music all day long. And then to watch guitar players, I think most guitar players, I got lucky enough when I was in junior high to see Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, wow.
And I saw him in Tuscaloosa on a school night, of all things. And to watch him play left-handed guitar, the way he played it was just, oh, wow. You know, you just never seen a black guy with that big afro hair and playing the guitar on the left-hand side. I mean, where he was left-handed. It was just weird. It was cool. It was great. It was the coolest thing ever. I can still close my eyes and see it, and I can't do that to many incidents in my life. That burned in my brain. Burned it.
Yeah, I could nerd out with you all day on just guitar players, both rock and country, because it's one of my favorite things.
Me too, and I got to see Jimmy Page when he was a Yardbird. In fact, I was like an intern when that was going on, and he wanted the keys to a car, a Hertz rent-a-car, and we were at Montgomery International Speedway where they were going to play on a flatbed truck that night. So who am I? I'm a fart intern. So I said, here. So I gave him the keys. I had never been around anybody high, so I wouldn't know anybody. I mean, I don't even know if I'd been around anybody drunk at that point.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't know what high was, but he was. He got aboard that car and took off around the track, around turn one, around turn two, and then he's going down the straightaway on the backside and goes off into a cow pasture, goes off the side of turn three. So, oh, my God. So everybody's running, you know, trying to get out there into the cow pasture where he's sitting there at the controls just a laughing. He was just laughing. He was still laughing. And he's glad I didn't kill Led Zeppelin that night.
Wow, yeah, that would be crazy. I will have to throw newest generational guitar players is now in there. You throw Billy Strings, but your guy Zach Top, the new guy.
Yeah, all those people. And right. I really haven't stared at them enough to know what they can do. I mean, when you've seen all these people that I've seen, you know, you really aren't looking anywhere else.
So what'd you tell Jimmy Page?
Well.
What'd you tell Jimmy Page after all that?
No, he was just laughing.
Wow.
And so everybody was freaking out, you know, that he'd torn up the car or he'd torn himself up. And I just remember the panic of it all. And then we walked back to it was a Hertz station wagon that you came in with. It was a weird Impala station wagon, I think, was what it was. But, whew, you know, it was just one of those nights. And then another night, I was with the Grassroots, and they got into the car at the Holiday Inn in Birmingham, and then somebody needed to back up, and we forgot to close the second door, tore the door off the car. You know, those days you were doing a lot of car stuff, not so much bus stuff. So there was a lot of stuff involving cars.
Love it.
Whew. So, how many guitars? You're a drummer, though. You didn't ever have guitars, right?
I have a bunch of guitars. I'm not a great player. I can fool you for about 10 minutes. I can play enough where you go, oh, he's a good guitar player. I didn't know you played guitar. And then after about 10 minutes, it's all I got. I'm playing the same five or six licks after that. And I learned Killer of Giants way back when in the ninth grade. So, yeah, that's the one that I pull out and fool people with.
Well, I can fake my way through rhythm guitar, but
right.
I had a Sears guitar in a box, and then my first real guitar was a Gibson SG Junior.
Okay.
And then I've collected them. I got a Les Paul over here to my orange sunburst to my right, and then I got a 12-string Ovation over here, electric, and that's one kind of Glenn Campbell used to play, and then another one over there, and I gave away a Stratocaster to my daughter, a red one. So I kept a lot of different ones over the years, and they're fun to pick on every now and again. Guitar is a mean instrument, though, compared to the piano. I would recommend someone, if as a child interested in something, start them on the piano, let them learn a little bit about what music is, and then transfer it to the guitar.
Learn the theory, yes.
That would be my guess. We got a scare last night because a lot of people in Nashville fly, and a lot of people have business jets. And for some reason, when that Lear crashed in Arizona last night, routinely went to see who owned it. And it turned out it was Franklin, Tennessee. Chromed Hollywood was the name. So I made some calls real quick, say, anybody know these people? And no, they didn't. But we found out it was Motley Crue's Vince Neil's jet. So we didn't know who was on it. But he actually got his manager to go pretty quickly on to issue a statement, said he was not on the plane. The plane was in Florida. It stopped in Austin, and then it moved on to Scottsdale, Arizona. His girlfriend, Rain, was on it. She sustained 5 broken ribs. Her friend, Ashley, was on it, hospitalized. There were dogs on it, too. The pilot was killed. One of the pilots, there were two, was killed. and one of them went to the hospital. So
wow.
That's what we know about that. It looks like a collapsed landing gear, and there is footage of it landing and then going off the runway and crashing into a Gulfstream 200 that was unoccupied at the time. So
scary.
Yeah, just a lot of airplane incidents lately. And don't know what that's all about, but just it just is happening. President Trump is meeting with Jordan's king today at the White House at the same time that last night it got in. The Hamas people started changing the rules on this settlement release, hostage release, and they said they are going to next hostage release will take sometime on until further notice. Well, Trump didn't like that. He said he urged Israel to cancel the ceasefire and let all hell break out unless Hamas releases all remaining hostages by noon Saturday. And he said again last night, he said, if they don't do it, they're going to know something happened. So I don't doubt he's going to keep his word on that. So just hold your breath for Saturday. Package delays, you know, that tariff thing with China, some people did get some small packages, and there was a lot of confusion about it. The Gulf of America, it is now on Google Maps as the Gulf of America. People in Mexico, though, will see the Gulf of Mexico. So I guess it's for U.S. people only. 54 people died, more were injured. Guatemala City on Monday, bus traveling a busy highway plunged off a bridge into a ravine. Two American tourists injured in an apparent shark attack while swimming in the Bahamas. And we don't know a lot more about it than that. They don't ever, you know, put that on the front page.
No, it's bad PR.
They don't really want, I think, a lot of people to know about that. Back in a second after this word from Jim Schwert.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Now with page two, here's Jimmy Carter.
Elon Musk makes a lot of news, doesn't he? He's in the news all the time. He is the big bad wolf to the Democrats, that's for sure. But now he's attempting to put himself at the forefront of artificial intelligence, a high-stakes bid that could reshape the future of technology, leading a group of investors who've offered to buy OpenAI, that is the parent company of ChatGPT, and they're wanting to pay a near $100 billion.
Ooh.
The OpenAI CEO, Sam Altman, said, no, thank you, but we will buy Twitter for $9.7 billion if you want. So they've gone back and forth. The AI summit is today in Paris, and they're going to discuss how to create effective guardrails for AI without stifling innovation. Again, I think the whole subject of AI goes over people's heads. But I can just tell you, I don't ask me why I did it, but I listened to a talk on YouTube from West Point about the future of warfare, American warfare at West Point. And boy, it is all about drones and AI and all of that stuff. and you've got to create AI where it remains friendly, and you've got to create the AI where its ultimate goal is to please the human. Because if you don't get it to where its goal is to please the human, it may become like a Star Trek episode, and you don't really want that to occur.
Yeah, it's like Terminator.
I'm telling you what, it's freaky of this thing. This AI, I'm telling you, of things that you can, if you can ever figure out how to wrestle it. Like, I got it on a phone doing something yesterday. I said, well, that's good. And then I couldn't figure out how to get it out of the phone and get it into something, a word processor or something like that. So things that if you just...
I use ChatGPT.
Limited by your imagination.
Yeah, really. I use it quite a bit. I'm Google now. Will help you write an email and clean up, you know, if you're spelling or kind of rewrite it. But I can always tell that that's not how I write and that's not what it feels. But I follow a lot of people that they're like, hey, get on AI, get in front of this to help you with your job on a day-to-day basis. It'll answer questions that you never thought of, just your workflow more so than anything. Or if you have a job that asks questions, it will help you with that kind of business. So
some people, and I don't have to do this, God bless, and neither do you, but some people have to write proposals
for
work. And if you've got the basic stuff, you can teach really easily the OpenAI to write the proposal for you. And then you can go in there and clean it up and do some stuff you want to, but that's a whole lot easier than coming up with it sometimes. And you'll be surprised that it's intellectually more correct than what you would have done.
This is true.
It just looks better than how you would have ever arranged it and some of the stuff that it says. So it is something that this AI on Photoshop is just...
I know, right?
People know how to do Photoshop, but I'm learning how to do Photoshop with AI. You know, you can't really, if you're particularly you're in business, you can't just go and rip somebody's picture and put it out there in an ad. You can go to Photoshop or something like it and have them generate a picture. Like I put in there, I said, football, gambling, maybe a couple other words, and it spit out this thing with a football on top of a whole bunch of coins and money, and I mean, it was a good one to use as a graphic for sports betting. And so I used it on as a post on Facebook for sports betting. And whatever you can come up with, sometimes it's crappy, sometimes it's really good. And it's just an alternate to, and it's legal when you start getting into copyright stuff.
Yeah, to rip somebody really off ugly. And then get sued, yes, clearly.
Yeah, you don't want to get sued. So
no.
There's that, and then to be able to, what AI can do to erase in a picture, it's crazy. I mean, I can take a picture that I took in front of the Golden Gate Bridge, and I can erase me in that picture, and it will fill it in with what would have been there if I didn't exist.
Yeah, that used to take hours, if not days, with just regular Photoshop.
Yeah. So it goes,
right.
Boom. And it's just, it takes your breath away. We're saying, whoa. You know, it's just almost too good in some cases. But that's AI. So I'm telling you, if you got kids, get them in front of all this stuff. I know some people are very concerned about their children having screens in front of them, and you should be, because it's addictive. Those little brains will take as much knowledge as you can pour in them, particularly when they're younger. That's where you got to really watch some of these folks on these PS things. That's all they know at some point. They're so into the games and so into the machine that you've got to force them out to do sports or do anything else to get them away from those screens. But you've got to make sure they're at least getting into them to some degree, because they're going to be real behind if they can't. If that computer is not like something that's like a third arm, you know, they're going to be in trouble. So make sure that they know it, but just control it. You've got to be able to control it. Let's see if there's anything else in the news. Well, Trump is going to meet with the King of Jordan today, and that's going to be a fairly big deal. Oh, here's one. You know, Valentine's Day is Friday, and at the San Antonio Zoo, I'm told, you can name a cockroach, a mouse, or a vegetable after your ex, and then they will feed it to the animals in exchange for a donation.
I like this. I've heard of this before, yes.
So that's thinking outside the box for our friends at the San Antonio Zoo. And that's all I know.
I love it. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Jimmy Carter Entertainment Report brought to you by, of course, Jim Schwartner and Schwartner Farms and Ranch out in Schwartner, Texas. All right, 7:59, coming up 8 o'clock. Lainey Wilson tickets. She's playing Moody Center September the 18th. Now, I know that's still a ways away, but how about this? You win the tickets this week, come Valentine's Day or Valentine's night, or maybe Saturday as you go through the weekend, Valentine's weekend. Hey, honey, I got tickets to go see Lainey Wilson, and it's really easy. We'll give you the keyword you text to win. That's coming up during the 8 o'clock hour. Keep it right here at 95.9. We're Texas country.
KKMJ HD3 Austin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast